Hello and welcome. Ronnie's Own Media and RonnieZone.com proudly present the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. Your hosts are Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California. And now, on with the show. Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our blog web address is aclosereloukouat.ronizone.com, and our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.
Hey everybody, this is not Barry White. This is the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast Under the Weather.
Yes.
So, welcome everyone. My name is Jeff Roney, and I'm joined by the knitting...
Colleen Roney.
And, yeah, the cold has caught us both.
Yep. I'm getting over mine. I'm almost there. Yeah. Still have a little lingering cough and stuff, but other than that, yeah.
So I apologize ahead of time for any sounds or anything. I'm going to do the best I can. But we love you guys. You're all part of this family, part of this journey, and so we are here for you. Mm-hmm. And not really a lot to discuss.
No.
But we did want to talk about how excited we are about going to the Paley Center event.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Yes.
And it sounds like a couple of other folks who listen will be there as well. Shannon, I know, will be there. There's also a couple of other folks that I think may be coming. So we'll see if we can't bump in and say hello, howdy do. And, but we're just looking forward to the event. And it's really, really neat. And something else that I was notified of is that WonderCon is coming in a couple of weeks.
It is indeed.
And so we will be purchasing our tickets, and I think I'll be staking out a spot in line. And because Adam Horowitz and Edward Kitsis will be speaking at a panel about Once Upon a Time. So, you know, a lot of times... a lot of the best things happen far away. San Diego. True. You know, I mean, it's a drive, but okay. A lot of things happen in New York. A lot of things happen all over the place. But it's really nice when things are in your backyard and within the realm of going. So it's neat that the gods of Once Upon a Time have heard us and are kind of coming closer. So that's really exciting. So we will definitely be letting you know about that. So the idea for Sunday is we'll be heading down there and bringing our Beverly Hillbillies down to Beverly Hills. And because I'm from San Bernardino, so it's kind of the big joke.
Yes.
And so anyway, we'll be going down there and just enjoying every moment that goes on. And then on the way back, I was considering recording in the car, kind of discussing what happened. So we'll see. We'll see if that happens. If not, you know, we may do, because I didn't want to do kind of a marathon session and then do the first thoughts after the episode. So I kind of want to talk about it when it was fresh in our mind. So
yeah, that works
anyhow. But, That is exciting, and that's mm-hmm. coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
I think the other thing that is really exciting is for... Now, we've seen the Seven Dwarfs, because we're all about Team 7.
Yes, we
even
are.
Even though some people think I'm Team Ruby, of which I am. But anyway, we are the Team 7 Once Upon a Time podcast.
Yeah.
There's a few out there. The podcast, but we're the Team 7 Once Upon a Time podcast.
Yes.
You know, we have had the greatest time interacting with these great actors.
Mm-hmm.
We've met one of them.
Yes.
And it's been just the coolest thing. And we've got voicemails from a number of them. We are really, really fortunate and we're jazzed. And we really want to support these guys. They're coming up, and this is going to be the big Kahuna episode. There's probably going to be other ones, but even from the sneak peeks, it's really neat to see Lee. Just great stuff. So mm-hmm. it's really cool to see more of his role kind of expanding, and it's really neat.
Yeah.
So I know you haven't seen it, but it's pretty cool.
I haven't. I purposely stayed away from the spoiler. Although I've seen the little bits and pieces of it, but I just haven't seen any sneak peeks.
Okay.
Saw the commercials and stuff, and that's about all I've seen.
So do me a favor, if you can. Really do your best to, and I know a lot of you do, and we really appreciate that, and I know that they do too, but do your best to really let every dwarf know that you really appreciate what they're doing. You know, whether it's David or Lee or Mig, whoever. But please let them know, because with such a large cast, I mean, sometimes it's like people forget.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to forget.
No.
You know, we always want to see. That's why we love the dwarves. That's why we love Ernst. That's why we love the Blue Fairy. Because, look, everybody loves Jennifer Goodwin. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
That's fantastic.
We love her too.
But with a big cast, we want to support the entire cast.
Right.
So that's why we love the dwarves. And plus, the stories that are going to come out are going to be really, really incredible. I still love that grumpy scene with Snow White on the mm-hmm. road. Oh my God. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, I agree.
You're kind of quiet over there knitting.
Well, yeah, because you're talking. You have your topic you wanted to share, so I'm letting you share.
Okay. Did you have a topic you wanted to share?
No. No, I'm good. I'm good.
You're knitting something light green.
Yeah, it's another washcloth, but it's a different... It's a garter edge...
Okay.
Stockinette. Is what it's called.
Stockinette.
Okay. And the ladies who knit won't understand what I'm talking about.
So if you knit or if you don't knit, yes. We have a place for you on the website.
We do.
Indeed. And it is Granny's Knitting Corner.
Yes.
So if you go to onceuponatimepodcast.com, you can look up there and there's a little link that you can click on, a little button. And you can click there. You can go into Granny's Knitting Corner.
Yes.
Sorry. And Granny Red is in charge.
Yep. She is indeed. And from what I understand, she's getting some questions.
Yes. And what I love about this whole journey is it has been a very organic thing. Mm-hmm. I could not have planned this out. I could not have sat down and said, well, I think I'll do this and then I'll do that and then I'll do that and then I'll do that. It's happened very organically.
Yeah.
I've seen an opportunity to really help people and to kind of be there for folks. And, you know, I've been getting questions about knitting and all this and comments and all that. So I said, it's time to kind of move forward on this. And, I think it was a good choice.
Yeah.
And we get more, it's really neat. We get more people listening who also knit. So,
yep.
It's really cool. Also, the garden gnome is answering questions.
Yay.
So, if you have a question for the garden gnome, you can send that to gnome at onceuponatimepodcast.com.
Wow. He's even got his own email address.
Oh, he does. That's great. Because Henry listens to him.
Right.
That don't ask me how it happens, but Henry listens to him and then goes up and emails us the answers to the questions.
Okay.
So they have an understanding.
Yes, apparently they do.
Henry speaks gnome and the garden gnome speaks English.
Okay.
So that's how that works. You know, it's a magical place, Storybrooke.
It is.
And every Thursday, Ruby jogs by in the blue dolphin shorts.
Okay.
It's a garden gnome's favorite day.
Favorite part
Thursday.
Of the day. Yeah, okay.
So, anyhow, we appreciate everyone who's left iTunes ratings and reviews. Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
It's been a great thing. So, there we go.
Yep.
All right. So, we have a first, actually. We have only two voicemails.
Wow.
Just two.
But
they're really good.
That's good.
So
no, I'm glad. But I'm saying I think the reason why is because there was no new episode.
True, that's right.
So that's what I think. And the forums have been doing their job. And
yep.
So I think that's why we don't have very many voicemails this time.
Absolutely. So here is our first voicemail.
Okay.
Hi, Jeff, Colleen. This is Red Shoes. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area in the state of California. I just wanted to call and let you guys know that I really enjoy your fan podcast, and I've been listening. I've been a listener since actually the very beginning. I've been very quiet, probably not being too responsive in terms of posting on Twitter. The thing is, I opened a Twitter only because of Once Upon a Time, really, and it has connected me with a lot of other fans and the podcast as well. I love listening to your podcast. I look forward to it every week. It's a great supplement. I love the ideas. I love just listening and thinking and mulling things over. I think it's fantastic. And as you say, we are a family, and that is what I feel as well. And I just have to say that it is because of this Once Upon a Time podcast that has brought us all closer together. I love the show, and I just wanted to show my deep appreciation for Jeff, you, and Colleen posting every week tirelessly. I mean, this is a lot of hard work, yet because of your own love for the show, you're doing this. And I, as a fan, I just have to say thank you, and that I do enjoy and listen, and I will continue to be listening. And I'm on this ride with you to the very end. Just wanted to let you know that. Okay. Thanks.
Wow.
Thank you, Red Shoes.
Thank you so much. That's even when I'm sick, it lifts me.
Well, yeah.
So, that really means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, you know, when you twist knobs and turn things what I do is kind of the creative part, getting behind the mic and the Twitter and all this. But sometimes you get kind of bogged down in all the steps. But it's really neat to realize that this is doing things beyond a knob or a volume, mm-hmm. or posting to a blog. That something else is going on. And I've always said that this is more than a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's true.
And I think it's really more than a community. It's this means something to so many different people, and it's really special. And so I'm glad that I'm a part of it. I'm glad Red Shoes, you're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really incredible. And Colleen has mentioned it before that this, because of maybe Twitter and Facebook and the show itself and the forums, it really brings people together. And it's really neat that a fan community can kind of people can find each other and become friends. And,
right.
I know a number of people meet for lunch. They drive, you know, a ways, have lunch and or Skype talk, you know, this right. and that. I mean, it's really neat to see what happens because of this. And I think it's, you know, I thank you for your kind words, but I think it's really the show. It draws everybody together, and it's special. And I certainly appreciate the voicemail, but I'm also so happy too that this keeps going. I mean, we got people from Bahrain listening. We have a pilot listening. We have people from Brazil, all over the world mm-hmm. listening. And, you know,
we do. But like you said, I think the really important factor is the family aspect, where, you know, people who would not probably have met any other way, maybe not right. necessarily have formed really good bonds with each other. And I'm really happy about that. So,
well, and I want everyone to understand something is I am a podcaster, but this is more than a podcast, and it's a community. And mm-hmm. let me explain the way I see it is people that listen, people get hung up on numbers, but I look at it like this. Everybody has found their place.
Yes.
And that is the most incredible thing about this. You've got people that are cheerleaders. You have people that are information givers. I mean, if you look at all the people that post comments on the blog, it is fantastic. You know, listener Ken from Steveston, unbelievable guy who you know, sends this really cool information that he's walking this dog and he sees this and he sends me an email, and it's the most incredible, cool thing. And, you know, Michelle and all these folks that are on Twitter, everyone is not only coming together, but they have found their place, because, when you're by yourself and you're a fan, you feel strange. Mm-hmm. But when you come together with a group of fans, you feel like you're a part of something. Right. And I think that is the most incredible thing. And, you know, we're a part of it too, yeah. you know, and this is, we've been growing as well, you know, cause I think sometimes you need that interaction, you know, and people say, well, you know, electronics and social media just, you know, it's separates people. I think it's brought people closer together.
That is true.
So
that's very true.
So. We're fortunate that this has all really worked out, and we just are so humbled and thankful that you appreciate this, and so many of you feel the same way. So you know, we'll get to shake hands and say howdy do and spend some time coming up on September 15th and 16th at Disneyland. So. Mm-hmm.
And it won't be the last or only time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know some people are unable to make it this time. So maybe next year we'll do it again. And maybe next year y'all can come.
Yeah. Yeah. So thanks again for the voicemail. It really, mm-hmm. really means a lot. And, but it's really neat for us to kind of watch this whole thing happen too. You know, and the friendships and things that are going on Twitter and the forums. It's just, it's really incredible. So thanks so much again.
Yes.
And before my voice gives out, yeah. I know some people are waiting for that. You know, quick story. I used to be a software trainer. And in Hawaii, I was training this class. And halfway through the training, which was an 8-hour training, my voice gave out. Swear to goodness, 12 o'clock, right after lunch, my voice gave out. So I had to go home and rest up in Hawaii in my hotel room. So that was kind of
trauma.
That was sad.
Yeah, I'm sure that was very sad.
And then I had to stay over the weekend. So
yes. Was that the time I went and met you there that weekend?
Yeah,
that was fun.
And then we went and visited lost filming locations.
We did. That was a blast.
Like mad people.
Yeah, we walked all over that freaking island. Seriously.
A quick little tip, and then we'll move on, is the convention center mm-hmm. actually doubled for the Sydney airport.
Yes, it did.
And I've got some videos of some of the locations.
I have tons of pictures of it
too. Yeah, we sat at the table where Desmond and Penny were sitting in that little cafe.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
So, okay. Enough Lost geeky stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've geeked out on Lost.
One more.
Back to the Once Upon a Time thing.
Yep. Okay, here's the last voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, guys. This is Dave from Michigan. I'm hoping I made it in time for this week's voicemail show. The reason I was calling, I just had I'm not sure what you want to call it. It's either the best idea I've ever had or the weirdest idea I've ever had for a theory for the show. The theory of True Love's Kiss has been really on my brain for, you know, about what's been going on and how that will break the curse. But we're always speculating, who could True Love be? Could it have been Graham? Because kissing him resolved it. Could it be the stranger? Because they're so fun together, you know? But the thing that I'm thinking about is her true love that she's trying to find her way back to, she's already started making her way back to, is her son. I don't recall any time where she's kissed him in any way, even on the forehead or anything like that, to, you know, because something happened. If that's how she is going to find out that everything that they're talking about is real, I want to be in the season finale of season one. She is going to have to save him from something, whether it be something that the queen did, or something that he got himself into trouble for, like he did with the down in the mine shaft with Cyber Hopper. And she's going to save him, and she's going to pull him out, and she's going to tell him that she loved him and give him a kiss, either, you know, like on the forehead, or just, you know, like a mom would kiss her a little boy. And she's going to have a flashback to being a baby put in a tree, and she's going to realize that everything he's been telling her is true. Now, I know that takes a little bit from other people's theories that she's going to figure out how, but it just hit me as I was driving to work, listening to the Once podcast, and that thought just was like, I had to call you immediately, because if I didn't, I think I probably would have forgotten it. I just want to hear, do you think that I'm crazy, or do you think this is an awesome way to end the season, or both? I can't wait to hear the show, guys. I missed you guys this week. See ya.
Well, Dave, I'm crazy too. So if I see you're crazy or not, I don't know if you can trust my judgment. But yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I think that's a viable theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think that works. And now here, okay. Here's what I think. Now, if it happens, if that is in fact the way it's going to be, then I would definitely wait till later in the show's run. Now, if it does happen at the end of season one, then she would need to play dumb, kind of like Mr. Gold has been. He knows all this stuff, but he plays like he doesn't. So that could work, you know, and having all this information that she could have had by, you know, kissing Henry on the forehead or the cheek or whatever.
Right.
And then kind of playing out the rest of it. But, you know, I think that that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a while, though. That's my two cents. But I think that's a great theory. It really is.
Yeah. I like that theory a lot, actually, because, yeah. For Emma, it's not about a romantic thing. It's about true love. And is there anything more true than a love of a mother for her son?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, that's great. That's a great theory.
So to take that even further, what happens if Mary Margaret has to end up kissing her? Or David ends up kissing Emma, but not like in a romantic way.
Right.
Like kisses her on the cheek for something, and that evokes memories for him. Do you know what I mean?
Well, okay. I still don't know if the whole true love's kiss is true for everything or just for certain things.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So Because I'm kind of interested to see what happens with the whole water thing with Emma. I'm still kind of that's where I'm kind of waiting to see.
Well, so. And again, we've had that conversation, and yeah, that's certainly a possibility as well.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that we know water's important. Water, I mean, August talked about that. That was a big deal. He made a big production about water. And part of that could have been that,
he's still my favorite, though.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
I got love for the dwarfs and Ruby and the Blue Fairy. Yeah. But August is really, really cool. It just the way they've written him is just fantastic.
So. Yes. He's fantastic.
Well, my voice is going. So
yeah, I'm starting to feel like I'm about to start coughing soon too.
So. All right. So I want to thank everybody for downloading, following us, interacting with us. We are here for you guys, and sick or not, we are here for you guys.
Yes.
And we care. You matter to us, and we're going to have a bang up big old time Saturday for the live show. We may have to do Morse code. I don't know how my voice is going to be Saturday, but we're going to give it the old college try.
Yep.
And then Sunday, it's going to be Team 7, Paley Center. Oh, my gosh. Can't even imagine how good it's going to be. So we're looking forward to both of those things. We're looking forward to talking to you guys and interacting with you guys on Twitter. And if you're a new listener, welcome. Welcome to you. My voice doesn't always sound like this. Sometimes it's a little better. Yeah. So thank you for the iTunes ratings and reviews. We really appreciate it. For those that have used the store.onceuponatime.com link, we thank you for that. It all helps us out. It all helps us out.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So that's it. And we will talk to you Sunday night.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll talk to you Saturday.
Saturday night, and we'll be doing first thoughts on Sunday.
It's gonna be a Roni Once Upon a Time Team weekend. 7 weekend.
Yes, it is.
And then the weekend after, it's gonna be Ruby.
Oh,
looking forward to that.
Hi there. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. Check out my voice acting services at mediavoiceovers.com. Thanks for listening, and now back to the show.
Okay, guys, take care. Thanks so much for everything, and have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.